We're going to talk about food this morning.
今天早上我们要谈到食物。
And seldom, when we take food, do we think that it is dependent or we have a fellowship of meal together.
但是我们在吃饭的时候，有时候我们没有想到说是要有一个团契。
It is unimaginable in our times today that any person in this room can go hungry.
我想在我们当中很难想象说我们会饿肚子。
Whenever we think that we go hungry, it is that we go hungry intentionally.
如果我们在这里是饿肚子的话，应该是有意的。
For example, if there's a famine in Luzon today,
比如说如果我们在吕宋岛有这个饥荒的话，
None of us will ever worry that we will die because of hunger.
我相信我们还是不会挂虑说我们会死于这个饿肚子吗？
We can easily import food, rice from other countries.
我们还是可以向其他的国家来进口水稻或者米饭。
So we live in a time when food is so abundant.
我们可以说我们是住在一个食物非常丰盛的时代。
But we also live in a time when we waste so much food.
但是呢，也是在一个常常浪费很多食物的时代。
For example, my son and I were in a fast food restaurant.
最近我和我的孩子在一个快餐店吃饭。
And this fast food restaurant offers, you know, unlimited rice. You can eat all the rice you can.
这个快餐店呢，就是你要吃多少米饭都可以。
So my son and I sat down, we ate, but we only got enough rice for ourselves.
我们就坐下来吃，我们拿的饭也就是我们刚好可以吃得完的。
Before we finished our meal, a group of people left another table.
我们还没吃完之前，旁边的一群人他们已经吃完走了。
And upon observation, I remarked to my son, look at all the rice that they have wasted.
我就对我的儿子说，你看，他们浪费了这么多的米饭。
Some plates still had full of rice in them.
很多他们的碟子上还有很多的米饭。
We live in a time when there's so much food and we waste so much food at the same time.
我们活在一个食物很丰富的时代，但是我们却也是浪费很多食物的时候。
During our childhood days, our parents always told us, "Clean up your plates."
我们小时候父母总是会跟我们说要吃光我们碟子上面的东西。
They're not even allowed. We were not even allowed to leave a grain of rice on our plate.
父母不会容许我们有一粒米饭没有吃下去。
And we were told we were good kids if we finished everything.
他们会奖励我们，如果吃光，我们是一个好孩子。
And that's what we also taught our children.
这也是我们怎么样教导我们的孩子。
You should clean your plates.
要吃光你碟子上面的东西。
If something is left, you should finish your plate.
如果还有什么东西剩下来，还是要把它吃完。
I find that, you know, cleaning your plates is a cultural thing.
一方面也许我们可以说，这是一个文化问题。
If you ask a Filipino,
如果你问一个菲律宾人，
he says, leaving something on the plate is a courtesy to your host.
如果你被人家你去被人家请客的话，你碟子上留一点东西是一种礼貌。
So usually Filipinos don't clean their plates after they eat.
所以你会发现菲律宾人呢，他们吃晚饭总是要留一点东西。
Because it's good manners to their host if you leave something on the plate.
因为对他们来说，这是对主人的一种礼貌。
I have a friend who came from Hong Kong.
有一个朋友他从香港过来。
He said if you are treated to a meal by a person from Hong Kong.
但是如果一个香港人请你吃饭的话，
be sure not to empty your plates.
你也不要把所有东西都吃完。
Because if you finish everything,
因为如果你吃完所有的东西，
your host will order more food for you.
他又会再叫更多的菜。
Because they think you're still hungry.
他们会认为你还是饿着。
So the more you finish your plate, the more you clean up your plate, the more the host will pay and order food for you.
所以如果你越吃光你碟上的东西，这个主人呢，就要叫更多的菜，他又要付更多的钱。
I like that.
我喜欢这个。
I should go to Hong Kong.
我希望去香港。
So I should gain more weight.
我可以吃多一点，也可以长胖一点。
Now thinking along this line,
当我们在这方面来思考的时候，
I'm reminded of what the scholar wrote about how Jesus ate. How Jesus ate.
我就想到这些学者，他们有写过耶稣怎么吃。
And he says, and I quote.
有一个人这么说，
God incarnate eats.
那个道成肉身的神他也吃。
Jesus would have had two meals a day.
耶稣当时应该每天有两餐的饭。
When he ate with the rich,
他跟有钱的人吃饭。
He might have white bread.
可能他就有这个面包。
But most of the time, he ate barley, the food of the poor.
但是呢，更多的时候，他吃的是小麦。
Sometimes
穷人吃的
cheese, butter, and eggs.
当然，也许有时候还有一些其他的菜。
Meat and poultry were too expensive to be eaten.
当时要吃鸡吃肉是太贵的东西。
Except on feast days.
除了在有季节的时候。
He may have had fish on Sabbath.
或者说在安息日的时候。
But there was no coffee or tea.
但是当时当然没有咖啡，也没有茶。
He could have drunk wine.
他们可能会喝酒。
Honey was the primary sweetener.
或者说他们当时蜂蜜就是他们的糖。
Pepper, ginger, and spices were imported.
他们当时也有进口的一些的调味。
But they were expensive.
但是都是非常贵的。
Such was the diet of God incarnate.
这就是道成肉身的神他所吃的东西。
If you ask me, I'm picky with food.
你如果问我，我本身是一个比较挑食的人。
My son is like me too.
我的儿子也跟我一样。
If you serve vegetables, he would say no.
如果你给他吃青菜，他就不喜欢吃。
If you serve ambalaya, he would say no, and me too.
如果你给我们吃苦瓜，我们也不吃。
But we eat a lot of meat.
但是我们吃很多的肉类的东西。
That's why we're not healthy.
因此呢，你就看到我们不这么健康。
However, if you look at the way that we eat today,
但是我们再想一下我们今天吃饭的这个习惯。
There are several things that we should be reminded of again.
我们应该提醒自己一些的事情。
According to Tim Chester, I think he says there are some things about food that shows our rebelliousness to God.
Tim Chester 有这样的一句话，他说我们吃的这个方式其实是反映我们那种背叛的心理。
There are four areas that he discusses this.
他就在四个层面来讨论这个问题。
So first of all, we use food for control instead of looking to God's greatness.
第一，也就是我们没有看神的伟大，反而我们以这个食物作为一种控制的表现。
Food is like fuel.
Fuel. 这个食物呢，就好像一种的燃料。
In a fast food society, we eat our food so fast.
在这个很行动很快的时代里面，我们吃饭也很快。
Because you want to control your time.
因为呢，你要控制你的时间。
Try eating a burger.
你可以吃一个汉堡。
Does it last 10 minutes?
也许不需要10分钟。
A burger only lasts seconds.
也许几秒钟就可以吃完。
If I have a big mouth, probably in 2 seconds.
我有一个大嘴巴，也许2秒钟可以吃完。
Go to McDonald's, the burger is too small.
现在麦当劳的 burger 很小。
One bite, boom, half of it is gone.
所以你咬一次就已经吃半个了。
We like to control our time.
我们想控制我们的时间。
But actually, food should be an dependence on God.
但是呢，其实食物呢是让我们知道我们要信靠神。
Secondly, we use food for image.
第二方面，我们用食物来作为一种的形象。
And he says there's this, you know, this model who says,
有一个这个代言人他这样说
，To be thin is godlike.
那个瘦瘦的是比较像神。
Because I like to be worshipped.
因为呢，我喜欢人这样崇拜我。
I hope you don't worship me.
我希望你不会崇拜我。
But he says that food can be a source of deification.Deification, to deify.
因为这个食物本身呢，就让你自己神化了。
And becomes a self-image.
你就自己有这种形象，让人来追求。
Thirdly,
第三方面
，sometimes food is used for refuge.
食物呢，有时候是好像一个避难所。
Sometimes, if you have problems, we rush to eat food.
我们有时候有问题的时候，紧张的时候，就多吃东西。
If you have problems, eat and eat and eat, and then we gain weight.
有问题的人就是一直吃，一直吃，然后呢，这个体重就增加了。
And lastly, food is used as an identity.
这个食物有时候也代表一种的身份。
Food is aspirational.
所以是你想得到什么。
When we want to aspire to be something,
啊，我们希望我们成为什么样的人？
For example, people boast that they eat organic foods only.
比如说有一些人说啊，我只单单吃有机的食物。
Or some say we only eat French sounding food.
French.
Yeah.
或者说哇，我只吃那些法国听起来是法国的食物。
Some say, well, I eat cordon bleu, but I don't know what that is.
啊，有人说我吃 cordon bleu 这个食物到底是什么呢？
Or I eat old cuisine. Yeah.
啊，就是那些意大利名称的。
These are cuisine that you don't know what it is, but actually they're just meat and vegetables.
啊，你不知道它怎么发音呢？也不知道它是什么，其实本身就是一些蔬菜而已。
When we come to John chapter 6, we see a conversation about food.
啊，我们今天所读的约翰第六章，其实这个耶稣的和众人的对话是有关于食物的。
In fact, John chapter 6 talks about food.
其实这第六章全部是在讲食物。
I'm sure you're familiar with the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
我们都很熟悉耶稣怎么喂饱五千以上的人。
And that miracle, Jesus fed 5,000 people.
所以在这个神迹的时候，行这个神迹的时候，耶稣喂饱五千以上的人。
Which the Bible says are men.
啊，这五千个人本身是男人而已。
And some other gospels, they also mention that this includes women and children.
啊，但是其中还有一些妇人和孩子。
So in other words, the feeding of the 5,000 may have included more than 10,000 people among them.
因此，耶稣在这个神迹里面，其实不单单喂饱五千人，有很可能超过一万人。
I'm sure that many of us have heard sermons based on that miracle.
我相信我们也听了很多的道，有关于耶稣这个神迹。
I also have my own collection of these sermons.
啊，我也有一些啊讲道集是关于耶稣这个神迹的。
So today I'm going to add another sermon to your collection.
所以今天呢，在你的收集的这些讲道集当中，再加上一篇的道。
However, I'm going to propose to you that when John included this miracle, that was not his point of John chapter 6.
啊，但是当约翰写第六章的时候，他的原意并不如此。
Two miracles happened in John 6.
其实在第六章有两个神迹发生。
Jesus fed 5,000.
耶稣喂饱五千人。
And that evening he walked on water.
当晚耶稣又在水面上走。
As he approached the disciples who were encountering problems at sea.
他在水面上走向那些在湖上挣扎的门徒们。
I'm going to propose that these two miracles were, you know, a setup, a stage for what Jesus is going to do later on.
啊，其实这两个神迹在我看来好像是一个平台，它要暗示将来耶稣要做什么事情。
Many times we stress the significance of the sign, the miracle.
啊，这个耶稣在这里所行的神迹或者记号是非常重要的。
But John at this point wants to stress the fact that the one who did the miracle is more significant than the miracle itself.
但是约翰所强调的是那个行神迹的这个人是比神迹本身更重要。
The crowd, the people were filled and they were happy with that.
啊，在耶稣喂饱他们的时候，这众人都满足了，他们也很高兴。
But they never understood who the bread of life is.
但是他们却不知道生命的粮到底是谁。
Today, as we think through this,
今天当我们在思想的时候，
once again, I want to propose that our union with Christ is very important in this aspect. Our union with Christ.
啊，其实今天我们要强调的是，我们跟基督的联合是非常重要的。
That our life in this world is not merely about food.
我们活在这个世界上不仅仅是为了食物。
But our life in this earth.Is involved with the giver of life himself.
而我们在这世上是跟那个给生命的神的关系。
The life that Jesus wants us to have.
也就是耶稣所要给我们的生命。
The life of fellowship and communion with him.
是一个跟他有交往、相交、团契的生活。
The life rooted in eating.And drinking with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个生命也建基于我们要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
At the end of this sermon, I hope that we'll understand better what the gospel means in this place.
因此，当我们这个 这边到结束的时候，希望我们能够更加明白福音书里面所说的。
Not only the source of eternal life,
我们的主不单单是永生的源头。
But as a result of our eating and drinking in Him,
但是呢，我们在他里面的吃喝。
Your faith and my faith will be strengthened.
你和我的信心也都会更加的坚强。
Your faith and my faith will be strengthened as a result of our communion with Him.
因为我们跟主的相交，我们的信心也会更坚固。
Our theme for this school year is being rooted in the Lord, in the Word.
今年我们的主题是扎根主道。
If you look at John 6, it's the longest chapter in the Gospel according to John.
在约翰福音里面，第六章是最长的一章。
I have 20 minutes left.
我还有20分钟。
I think that long chapter needs another hour.
我相信其实至少需要在一个小时。
But I promise I want to finish on time.
但是我们会按时结束。
So because of that promise, then we cannot go through John chapter 6 in the way that I want it to be. You know, to be studied.
因此呢，今天也许我们不能够很彻透的来看这约翰福音第六章。
But there's one thing that you should remember.
但有件事情我们要记得。
Jesus saying that real food is not the same as literal food.
Real food.
Real food is not the same as literal food.
耶稣说，那真实的食物跟我们所说的、我们所吃的这个食物不一样。
Literal food is what is set before us during meal times.
这个书面上的所谓这个食物，就是我们在桌子上面所看到的食物。
Whatever you ate this breakfast, or what you're going to eat during lunchtime or dinner tonight, that is literal food.
今天晚上昨今天早上，等一下中饭晚上的晚饭，我们要吃的东西。
I'm sure that the Lord is concerned with the kind of food that fills our stomach.
当然我们的主也关心我们的肚子所需要的食物。
But what is more important is real food.
但是他更关心的是那个真实的食物。
And that is food for your soul and my soul.
也就是可以说是我们灵魂的食物。
Food that will help us, guide us to know him more and to trust in the Lord more.
也就是那种可以让我们更加认识他的食物。
And this is what I want to think with you through.
这也是我要跟大家来思想的。
So allow me to go through this statement and go through what Jesus wants us to learn. And maybe in the end, we'll understand better what real food is.
我们就来看一看耶稣所说的这些话。到最后我们会知道什么是真实的食物。
John is very consistent with this theme here.
约翰在这里他是非常一致的。
He's arguing for the deity of Christ.
在这边他是要告诉我们耶稣的神性。
Yet on the other hand, he also wants to show to us that those who did not receive him will continue to reject him.
另外一方面呢，也看到让我们看到那些不相信他的会继续的来拒绝他。
In the first chapter of John, he makes a statement that says John came among them, and yet they did not receive him.
在第一章里面有讲到使徒约翰来了，但是他们也是拒绝他。
In this chapter, the same people that John is referring to are the same people who also rejected him.
这些在第六章也同样的一群人也是拒绝耶稣。
Can you imagine a loud crowd, a large crowd following Jesus?
虽然有一个很大的群众在跟随耶稣。
And at that time it was near the Passover.
也是靠近这个月节的时候。
And they followed Jesus near to a nearby hill that is close to the lake.
他们就来跟随耶稣，一直跟到这个提比利亚的海边。
After listening to him all day long, Jesus saw that they were hungry.
当他们听了一天的道，耶稣发现他们应该饿了。
And Jesus.Perform a miracle just to feed them.
所以耶稣就行了这个神迹，让他们能够吃饱。
But there are two statements in this sign, in this miracle that John makes.
但是呢，在这边约翰告诉我们两句话。
First of all, they saw the sign that he healed people. That's why they followed him.
这些人呢，他们看到耶稣有医治人，所以他们就跟随他。
After they were filled,
当他们吃饱之后
，John makes the same statement again.
约翰又这样说。
They saw the sign.
他们看见他的记号，也就是这个神迹。
And they said, here is a prophet among us.
他们就说啊，我们当中有先知了。
Jesus perceived that they wanted to make him king.
耶稣也看出他们要推他为王。
And that's why he left them.
耶稣就这样啊躲开。
The people saw the sign.
人看见这个记号。
They like the sign.
他们也喜欢这个记号。
Well, can you imagine that? Free food all your life.
你可以想象吗？你一生就是啊免费的食物。
A prophet is among us.
啊，我们当中有先知了。
If you make him king, we will have free food every day.
如果他是我们的王，每天都是霸王餐。
We need not work anymore.
我们就不需要工作了。
We don't have to find money to buy food.
我们也不需要找钱去买食物。
Because if the Lord, the prophet, the king is among us, he will perform miracles for us every day, and our stomachs will be filled without working.
啊，我们的先知，我们的王在我们当中，我们每天都可以吃饱。
And that's what happened the next day.
啊，这也就是他们第二天找耶稣所发生的事。
Many went to the place where he performed the miracle, but they couldn't find him.
他们来到他行神迹的地方找不到。
So they took the boats that they had and rowed to Capernaum, where Jesus was.
所以他们呢也就坐船到加百农，也就耶稣也到加百农。
And when they saw Jesus,
他们遇到耶稣的时候，
they ask a question, when did you come here?
他们就问耶稣，哎，你什么时候来的呢？
And some scholars would say, probably the right question would be, how did you come here?
啊，其实他们更应该问，哎，你是怎么来的呢？
Because they never saw him live with the disciples.
因为他们也知道他没有和门徒一同上船。
But Jesus knew their hearts.
但是耶稣知道他们心里面所想的。
The reason why they were there is because they wanted to see more signs.
他们寻找他是为了要看更多的神迹。
And Jesus said it very clearly. You are here because your stomach were filled.
耶稣很明确地告诉他们说，你们找我是因为你们吃饱。
You're not seeking me.
你们不是在找我。
But you're seeking for the signs.
你们是在找更多的神迹。
You want more food.
你们要有更多的食物。
Now, can you imagine this?
你可以想象吗？
Literal food.
他们已经吃了这个所谓真实这个物质的食物。
But they rejected the real food.
但是他们却拒绝了那个真实的食物。
So the previous statements, the previous miracles were to set the stage for this encounter with Jesus and the Jews and the disciples and the crowd.
所以在前面耶稣行了很多的神迹啊，已经啊建了这个平台，让我们看到他们还是继续的拒绝耶稣。
Jesus says, "I am the bread of life."
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
It is bread from heaven.
是天上来的粮。
It is the source of life.
也是生命的来源。
You know, this crowd wanted more signs.
啊，但是群众却还是要有更多的这个啊记号或者神迹。
They've been working hard to follow Jesus.
啊，他们也用了很多的心思，也用了很多的体力来跟随耶稣。
They made a lot of effort to look for him.
啊，他们用了很多的体力来找耶稣。
They made a lot of effort to look for the Lord who would be giving them food.
啊，他们也就是这样要找这个可以给他们啊东西吃的这个主。
But the food that they wanted, Jesus did not give them anymore.
但是耶稣要不要再给他们所要的那种食物？
Because the work that Jesus wanted of them.
因为耶稣所要求他们要做的工。
That they believe in him who is the giver of life,
也就是
the bread of life.
要相信他，他是生命的源头。
They even argued that in the past God gave food to them.
啊，他们也提醒耶稣，在过去神也赐粮食给人。
And that's where the manna came in.
也就是玛纳。
That when they were in the wilderness, God provided food for them on a daily basis.
啊，以色列人在旷野的时候，神是天天供应他们玛纳。
And they said, you know, they were given food.
他们啊，上帝给他们食物。
But Jesus said, no, it was God who gave you food.
啊，但是耶稣说，不是摩西给的，是神给的食物。
If you have your Bibles, please open with me to Numbers 11.
啊，我们翻开圣经到民数记第十一章。
Now, the way they look at how food was given to them, you will really see their complaint against God.
当我们看到这些食物是怎么给他们的，我们也看出他们向神的抱怨。
The word manna literally means, what is it?
Manna 真实的意思就是说，这是什么东西？
Many times when we sit before the dinner table,
很多时候我们在我们的餐桌上，
we say manna all the time.
Manna.
We say manna all the time.
我们也常常说 manna.
What is it?
意思说今天我们吃的是什么？
What is in it?
我们吃的是什么？
Not again?
不会再是同样的东西吧？
Look at Numbers 11.
我们看看这个民数记第十一章。
In verse 4,
第四节。
Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, Oh, that we had meat to eat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strengthis dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at.
民数记第十一章第四节第五节，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有吃黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱。”现在我们的心血枯竭了，除这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西吃吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, how many times have we sat before our dinner table and say, Wow, manna again?
弟兄姐妹，有多少时候我们坐在餐桌前也是这样说呢？又是同样的东西。
If there is food, you should be thankful, right?
其实我们有食物吃就应该感恩了。
This dinner tonight, if you sit before dinner table, say manna, and it's going to be true.
今天晚上在我们的晚餐桌前，你坐下来的时候，可能你还是会说 manna.
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
that is literal food. We need that.
这些是我们需要的真的食物。
But many times we complain a lot.
但是有些时候我们却有太多的埋怨。
We complain because.That's not the kind of food that we like.
你埋怨因为这不是你喜欢吃的东西。
However, you know, God is gracious to us that even if we don't like the kind of food that we have before us, we still have food to eat.
虽然神给我们的可能不是你喜欢吃的，但是我们应该感恩神还是信实的。
But the real food that we need is the Lord Himself.
但是我们所需要的真实的食物就是主本身。
The Lord provided for the food that the Israelites needed in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，我们看到神怎么样供应他们的需要。
But we shouldn't forget that manna pointed to the giver.
但是呢，我们不要忘记旧约的玛拿也要我们往上看，看那个给玛拿的神。
Because the manna came down from heaven.
因为玛拿是从天上赐下来的。
And that's what the Lord is telling the crowd before him.
这也是耶稣对众人所说的意思。
I myself have come from heaven.
我也是从天上来的。
The Father has sent me to your midst.
天父已经差遣我来到你们当中来供应你们的需要。
The food that you ate points to me.
你们所吃的这个五饼二鱼应该指向我。
You are here not because of the food that you ate.
但是今天你们找我不是要找我，其实是要找食物。
What you need is eternal life.
但是你们更需要的是永生。
What you need is food that will not make you hungry anymore.
你们更需要的是你吃的食物，你就不会再饿的食物。
What you need is a thing that will not make you thirsty anymore.
你喝的，也就是你喝了之后不会再渴的。
Because I am the bread of life.
因为我才是生命的粮。
Now twice in this passage, John mentions the word manna.
在这段经文里面，约翰两次提到玛拿。
In verse 31,
在三十一节
，The crowd said, "Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat."
第一是众人说，我们的祖先上帝给他们玛拿吃。
Later on, in verse 49, it was Jesus who made the manna statement.
接下来是在四十九节，是耶稣提到。 玛瑙。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. And they died.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛瑙，但是他们都死了。
The manna that they ate was provisional.
他们所吃的这玛瑙是上帝的供应。
It was only for that moment that they needed it.
是为当时的需要来供应他们。
And it didn't last long even.
所以呢，这个玛瑙不能够存留到很久。
I use the word ephemeral for that. It did not live long.
啊，他们就没有住得很啊，他们没有活得很久。
Because if they took more than enough, it just rotted.
啊，我们也知道，当他们收玛瑙的时候，如果收太多了，那些余剩的也都会烂掉。
But if they collected not enough, the Lord provided.
如果他们收的不够，神还是让他们吃得饱。
However, even if they were filled, they still died.
但是他们虽然每一天都吃饱，但是到最后还都是死了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
today we want to be rooted in the Lord, right?
今天我们希望能够扎根主道。
Let us find nourishment in the body and the life of Christ.
让我们从主的身上来找到那个真正的营养。
He truly is the bread of life.
他真是生命的粮。
He truly gives us life.
他也真实给我们永生。
For he is the real food that we need.
因为他才是那个真实的食物。
You know, I did not eat breakfast this morning.
啊，今天早上我还没吃早餐。
I usually don't eat breakfast during morning.
啊，通常我早上没有吃早餐。
Even though people say that's the best meal of the day.
啊，虽然很多人说那是最重要的一餐。
But for me, it's not my best meal.
但对我来说不是我最好的一餐。
Usually my best meal is dinner time.
啊，通常我的晚餐是我最喜欢的。
I'm truly Chinese in this aspect.
啊，我想在这方面我真是一个中国人。
Yeah, I can eat until 10 in the evening.
啊，我可以吃到晚上十点钟。
And even 11 in the evening.
甚至于十一点钟。
I still have a glass of milk before I sleep.
啊，我这个睡觉前还要喝一杯的牛奶。
I'm still a child, you know that.
啊，所以像今天我还是一个小孩。
Now, milk is still my sustenance daily.
啊，每天我还是要喝牛奶。
But even though I don't eat breakfast,
虽然我不吃早餐，
still good for me.
It's good for you.
It's good for me.
对我来说是好的。
Because I find real nourishment not in the food that I eat.
因为呢，我找到真正的营养不是这个所吃的这些东西。
But I find real nourishment in the Lord Himself.
但是我找到在主里面那个真正的营养。
Today I'm going to propose another thing that Jesus says.
啊，这边我们要再提出一点耶稣所建议的。
You've heard of the word Eucharist.
啊，我们都有听到啊，这个词通常是指我们的圣餐。
Now in the Roman Catholic sense, probably I'm not thinking along the Roman Catholic word Eucharist.
当然，我们是不是从天主教的这个思想来说。
But the verb form of Eucharist, Eucharisteo, occurs twice in this passage.
啊，但在这一段经文里面呢 ，Eucharisteo 这个词呢就有两次出现了。
Before the bread and the fish were distributed,
也就是他们还没有分饼之前
，John records that Jesus gave thanks.
啊，耶稣先感恩。
Verse 11, Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated.
十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。
And that word occurs again later on.
然后后面又重复的提到这个词。
If you look at the statement that's found in chapter 6, verse 23.
23节。
Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks.
然而有几只小船从提比利亚来，靠近主祝谢后分给人吃的地方。
Twice in this chapter, John makes that statement.
啊，在这章的里面，约翰有两次以这个字说了两句话。
And later on, we come to this puzzle about Jesus talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood.
然后后面呢，耶稣也说到提起要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
I'm sure that we don't take that literally.
当然，我们不会以这个实意来看，它是一个象征的词。
But today I'm going to propose that eating with Jesus and drinking from him is a very good way of understanding our communion with him.
但是我们要了解我们跟主的这个交通，其实要理解我们吃主的身体。
Now, why do I say that?
为什么这样说呢？
The miracle that occurred earlier happened a few days before the Passover.
这个神迹呢是发生在月节之前几天。
A year later, Jesus was crucified.
一年之后，耶稣就被钉死了。
But how before his crucifixion, they celebrated the Passover again.
耶稣钉死之前，耶稣也跟他们用了这个月节的晚餐。
And Matthew records the statement that Jesus said, "Eat my body and drink my blood."
马太福音有记载，要吃我的这个身体，喝我的血。
Now, probably I don't want to stretch the meaning too far.
我不想过分的解经。
But I think there's a mystical aspect to our communion with the Lord.
但是我想，我们跟主的这种的关系的建立，确实是有。一种神秘感。
It is important that we feed on the word.
Feed on the word.
Feed on the word. That is
很重要，我们要读主的话语。
The word of God is the primary source of nourishment to our lives.
我们今天的生命主的话语是我们最主要的营养来源。
But in this passage, we see a very important statement of communing with the Lord.
但在这段经文里面，我们看到一个非常重要的一个概念，就是有关于我们跟主的关系。
That as we commune with the Lord, our faith, our union with Him, strengthened as a result of that.
我们跟主不断的交往，我们的信心，我们跟主的关系也不断的增长。
I may need John Calvin to help me on this.
也许我需要加尔文来帮助我。
And he says a statement in his institutes that says, truly he offers and shows the reality there signified to all who sit at the spiritual banquet.
Truly he offers and shows. I think that there is it.
Yes.
There is it.
There. That communing with him.
我们在这个所谓属灵的这个宴席的里面他就把那个事实告诉我们。
And that by faith we are nourished in our lives.
在我们生命里面，我们是借着信，我们得到这个营养。
And I like going to church when they celebrate the Lord's Supper.
我很喜欢到教会，也就是当他们在举行圣餐的时候。
Because for me, the Lord's Supper is a very important aspect of our spiritual lives.
因为我们主的受死，我们守这个圣餐，是我们生命里面一个很重要的。
We're not there only to remember what Christ did for us.
我们不单单是纪念主所为我们做的事情。
But the aspect of the bread and the cup.The bread and the cup.
不单单是这个我们所用的饼和杯。
They don't only represent the body and blood of Christ.
他们不单单是代表主的身体和主的血。
But I know that when I partake of these things,
而是我每一次参与的时候
I am communing with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我是和主耶稣基督有交往。
And that's the reason why when the Lord's Supper was instituted,
因此我们说当我们设立这个圣餐的时候
Jesus makes it very clear that they are there to commune with him.
他们是在那里要跟他来交往。
But there's an eschatological aspect to the Lord's Supper.
但在这个圣餐里面也有所谓这个将来的这个层面。
We don't do it only for the moment.
我们不单是为今天而做。
But for me personally, I look forward to that great banquet that we'll be sitting down with the Lord one day.
我们更是仰望将来我们要跟主一同坐席的那一天。
That Lord's Supper event is important to me.
对我来说，圣餐是很重要的一件事。
Because it reminds me of the presence of the Lord.
因为是提醒我主同在。
But there's an important thing that we look forward to.
但是很重要，我们是往前看。
And that's the reason why we don't live by bread alone.
因此我们也可以说，今天我们活着不是单靠食物。
But because we live towards that view that one day we will be sitting down with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为今天我们活着是仰望着将来，有一天我们要跟主耶稣一同坐下来。
As I've said earlier, the gospel is not found in the miracle.
啊，刚才我也说过，我们的这个信息、好消息或者我们这个福音，不是在于这个神迹本身。
But the gospel is found when Jesus told the crowd that I am the bread of life.
而是在于当耶稣对群众说，我是生命的粮。
God created food for a purpose.
神给我创造食物有一个目标。
But many times food becomes a source of anxiety.
啊，但是有些时候这些食物成为我们挂虑的事情。
If you're a homemaker,
如果你是一个家庭主妇
，right after breakfast you think, what's for lunch?
啊，你做了早餐之后就要想中午要煮什么。
And then what am I going to prepare for dinner?
啊，今天晚上要做什么食物？
Sometimes you're too obsessed with preparing food.
啊，很多时候我们真是太执意去做这些食物了。
We plan so much of the meals that we want to eat.
啊，我们也为这些食物用了很多的心血。
But many times we forget the real food that we need.
但是我们很多时候就忘记我们真正更需要的食物是什么。
Food was created for God's glory.
食物被创造是为了神的荣耀。
Yet the infinite need that we have today.It's a source for our lives, and that is real food.
但今天我们在这个无限的生命的当中所需要的乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
I know that many of us like to prepare our own food.
我知道我们当中也有人喜欢做自己的饭。
If you were to ask me, and I'm given a choice, I would also prepare my own food.
啊，如果你给我一个选择，我也是想做自己喜欢吃的。
I'm a very simple food eater.
啊，其实我吃的食物非常的简单。
If I have bread and liver spread, I'm happy already.
我如果有面包，还有这个干做的这个东西就可以了。
However, many of us prepare food that are so complicated.
啊，但是有时候我们做的饭太复杂了。
And that's good.
啊，一方面也好。
Because eating together is a fellowship.
啊，因为我们一起吃饭。也是一种的交往。
Eating together shows our dependence on God, who is the source of all good.
啊，我们一起吃饭也告诉我们，我们需要靠神。
But many times we get distracted.
但是有些时候，食物让我们就看错了那个方向。
And as a result of that, we forget the real food that we need.
这样呢，结果我们反而不知道真实的食物是什么。
May the Lord help us.
但愿神帮助我们。
That every day we'll find nourishment in our communion with the Lord.
也就是我们每一天能够在我们与主交往的当中，可以找到那真实的食物。
Not only that, when we look on the Lord's Supper, it will be a source of strength and nourishment for us too.
不但如此，每一次我们参与圣餐的时候，我们也都能够得到灵里面的供应。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福。